Simon Shin Tes Zayin, we left off the middle of Siv Tes. The Mechaber differentiates to the parish, that's usher, to kill it, and it's also usher to trap it, except in certain circumstances, to a kino. A kino sounds like a louse, like lice. Not sure if it's exactly the lice that we have nowadays, or it's a different form they had in those days. A kino, the Shulchan Aruch says straight out, it's mutar laharga. You're allowed to kill it. And Mr. Brewer says, wherever you find it, if you find it on your skin, if you happen to notice in your clothing, you're allowed to kill it. And the reason is, like we've mentioned in the past, Mr. Brewer says, because this is something, it's not part of a rava, it doesn't produce, reproduce, it doesn't come zach in the keva. And not only that, it doesn't even come from the offer, from the dirt, rather it comes from the zeah, it's a salva from sweat, from waste. And that's something that does not have the isser of sheikhet, of until sashama, and therefore it's mutter to kill it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah discussed are mushroom and crawly creatures that come from kolam, from waste, human waste, animal waste, or from perish of ishu, from rotten fruit, to lam shabasa, worms that come out of the flesh, and worms that come out of kidneys, come out of beans. And these types of worms and bugs and crawly creatures, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss them directly, but the Mishnah Berurah is based on the Rambam that if you kill them, you're potter. And the Mishnah Berurah says potter means, like the most achrayim say, asam rabbanan. The others say it's mutar chatchila, but the pashtus and biyalach is mamarech about this. Potter means potter, aval asam rabbanan. As to most of the mushroom crawly creatures are part of a rava, they reproduce from a zachar in the keva, or from eggs from a zachar in the keva, or if they come from the dirt, from the alfar, like parashim that we had at the beginning of the sif, if you kill them, you chayv. And Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham, and that which are mako lenient on talam worms that come from pears that are rotten is only if the pears are off the ground, detached from the ground. But if the pears are mechubla karka, and the talam, the worms, are mishavah, they come out from those pears which are rotting while they're attached to the ground, that yechayv you call them. It's isidarais, that's called a sheretz gum, it's a regular sheretz, a sheretz ala arts. That Mishnah Berurah brings out from among the Avraham, the way Prim Gam explains it. He says, in the Bir Halacha, he explains, that the tur of pears talushim is only if the worms came to exist. Achashon is avshu. After they came out, they detached the ground, and the ray became rotten. But otherwise, it's regular sheretz or sheretz arts. And the Mechaber says an interesting thing. The Mechaber says, even though a kinim you're allowed to kill it, but if you're foul with gold bikinim, you're trying to shake off the kinim, these lice, to your clothing, you cannot kill them directly. Rather, you squish them with your fingers and you throw them off. And if they die, they die. Now, what's the issue we just said? You're allowed to kill the kinim. So, Mishnah explains, because on the begodim it's common, the clothing is common besides kinim to also have the parashim, which is not allowed to kill. There's a gzera, chazam a gzera, if we let you kill the kinim straight out, you might end up killing parashim directly also. And therefore, it's to smush them on the way off, and hopefully, you know, they won't bother you. Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, they allow to throw them into the water, because when you follow the begodim of kinim, it's only istarban chazar gzera, not to kill them directly, gzera, otu parashim, and throwing into the water, there's no gzera on that. The gzera is only an outright killing them. Haroshim, which have a real chashtarais on killing them, that you cannot kill them anyway, you can't throw them into the water in any way, shape, or form. Throwing to the water is also like killing them, and you can be chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should not pick kinim off or shawalim, like the skin of a shul, a weasel, these types of small animals, because, or maybe rodents, or whatever the different animals are talking about, because you end up pulling out some of the tzemer, some of the hair of the animal, and some secretia for a telish, a tzemer of gezes. The Mechaber says that even if you follow the God of Kliya, you're begun with kinim, you should not kill the kinim straight out. If you follow Roisha, if you are cleaning out your head from lice on your head, that's mutl hargam. There you can kill the kinim, the lice straight out. The Mishnah explains, because the whole issue on the begun was, because you might come to kill a parish, because parishim on the begun on the clothing also, whereas one's hair on one's head, it's not common to have parishim. It's only common to have kinim, and therefore there's no room to make a zero. And therefore, he brings, the Taz says, the same thing applies to Mephala Basara, he's Mephala from his skin, he's trying to get off the kingdom of the lice. Also, he's allowed to kill them straight out. Because they're also, it's not common to find parashim. Some of it's on the hair. It's on the hair, on the skin, it's fine to kill the kingdom directly on the way out. It's only if you Mephala the God of the kingdom, there the Mechaber says not to kill them straight out. Only Mother Bell, you squish them in the head and you throw them off. You throw them into water if you want, except the Mughal Rabb, because Xerah Ata Parashim. Truth is, Nabi Allah, he says, it's Xerah Ata Parashim, it's Begachal Gashanim, and many Rishanim Mekel. But the Maaseh Shulchan Aruch passes the Chumro, and the Bir Halacha says that many people are makeup, but Yerei Shmaim, Yishlach Hachmer, and the Shita of the Rosh and the Torah, which is the Paschal of Yerba the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch.